Watcher and welcome. Welcome and Watcher. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with a song that you'll probably most associate with Ray Charles.
Thank you.
wonderful, that lucky old sun just rolls around heaven all day. A 1949 song, music, Beasley Smith, lyrics, Haven Gillespie, and a similar theme to Old Man River, if you think about it. The toil of the working man against the never-ending majesty of nature. Oh dear, I'm in one of those moods. From a Beehive LP called Trucking and Traking. Junie Mance piano, Martin Rivera bass, Walter Bolden drums, December 83. David Fathead Newman is on all the other songs on this album, but obviously not on ours. The trucking in the LP title refers to a song on the album by Hank Crawford, who joins us now. Hank Crawford on an Atlantic LP called From the Heart, recorded over two sessions, 61-62. In the case of Sweet Cakes, the song we've just heard, November 61. And the whole album is largely of ensemble work with solos on alto by Crawford. Philip Gilbeau and John Hunt trumpets. David Fathead Newman joins us this time on tenor. Leroy Cooper baritone, Edgar Willis bass, Bruno Carr drums. All of those musos were then members of the Ray Charles Orchestra. Hank Crawford wrote Sweet Cakes. You'll know this next song. Co-leaders are on guitar and flugelhorn and various other things. ¶¶ That was Fred Neil's glorious Everybody's Talking from that sensational film Midnight Cowboy, John Voight and Dustin Hoffman. Remember it? I must see it again. I've got this on a Japanese import, so the liner notes don't help me much. Don't help me at all. Recorded late 60s in LA. Co-leaders are Willie Ruff, flugelhorn, but also some bass, percussion, guitar, and hambone. John Pisano, guitar, and some bass, percussion, and piano. There are other musos on the album, but don't think they were on Everybody's Talking. And by the way, middle-of-the-road trumpeter Herb Alpert went on to have a major role as a record producer. He produced this album and did most of the arrangements. Going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Backing off of the northeast wind. Sailing on summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. If by any chance you don't know Fred Neil, look him up. A great singer-songwriter, and he made a number of excellent folky albums. We're off to Paris next. Herman, Buddy Holly, Ella Fitzgerald, Frankie Lane, The Hollies, Louis Armstrong, Jerry Lee Lewis. Goodness, who hasn't recorded That's My Desire? Written in 1931, Sammy Kay took it all the way to number 2 in the US Billboard charts in 57. And earlier, in July 51 in Paris, James Moody recorded it. Moody on alto, by the way. Local boys made up his quintet. Roger Guérin, trumpet, Raymond Fall, piano, Pierre Michelot, bass, and Pierre Le Marchand, drums. We normally choose short-ish songs so we can get more songs in and keep our cherished variety aim each week. But change this time. This is a long one, 11 and a half minutes long, but worth every single second of it. That's in my opinion, I must add. It's the Ellington Band, December 1950.
They say into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame, a flame that flickered one day and died away. You somehow, I see you now, smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, not to love, diamonds shining, dancing, dining with some man. And a restaurant, is that all you really want? No, sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry.
Thank you.
Yes, a chance to really appreciate the full Duke Ellington Orchestra. Ellington's compo, Sophisticated Lady from 1933, has become a standard. Its origins go way back to a Barney Bigard theme, which was then worked over by Otto Hardwick, both Ellingtonians in the early days. Duke acknowledged their contribution, giving each of them a cheque for $15. That doesn't sound a lot today, but good money in 1932. And like all of Ellington's compos, each time he played it, he continued to work on it, to enhance it, to update it for the rest of his life. This Columbia LP, Masterpieces by Ellington, was recorded December 1950, and only a year into the Duke's relationship with Columbia, and they let him rework some of his earlier standards into extended works. This is a magnificent album. Main soloists on Sophisticated Lady: Yvonne Lanau's singer, Harry Carney, bass clarinet, Harold Shorty Baker, trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown, trombone, and briefly, Jimmy Hamilton, clarinet. Both Ellington and Billy Strayhorn get credit for the piano playing. Mitchell Parrish had added the lyrics, by the way. I really hope you enjoyed that extended version. Contrast time, both in length as well as content. Prestissimo, B-flat major, pianist Bob James in 86-87, multi-tracking on harpsichord and a synthesizer on Domenico Scarlatti sonatas. Scarlatti was born Italian but became Spanish and died in 1757 in Madrid. And yet, here he is chatting away with Bob James in the liner notes. How clever is that? Another contrast, Clifford Scott. We have played tenor man Clifford Scott a couple of times recently as he was featured, which was the right phrase, featured with Billy Larkin and the Delegates. So I thought he deserved to be heard as a leader for a change. This is July 92 in Austin, Texas. Scott is a Texan, born in San Antonio. Started in his parents' family band on drums, then piano, then violin and clarinet, before ending up on tenor and occasionally flute. He flits between jazz and R&B, but he's paid his dues, as they say. He was with Lionel Hampton, Roy Brown, Jay McShann, Bill Doggett and the genius Ray Charles. We heard his own compo, Hold It. John Blondell trombone, Will Indian guitar, Wiley Cousins electric piano, Ivory Johnson bass, great names all round, and not to be outdone, Rusty Trapp's drums. Here's Donald Byrd. Thank you. Donald Byrd's transition label LP Byrd Blows on Beacon Hill. That's Beacon Hill, Boston. Although the ever-reliable Tom Lord discography put this May 56 recording in New York, rather oddly. The liner notes are full of Beacon Hill and Boston references, but the music is still the same regardless of the recording session location. Trumpeter Donald Byrd's first outing as a leader of a quartet. Previous recordings had been quintets and the occasional sextet. Ray Santisi, piano, Doug Watkins, bass, and Jim Zitano, drums. We heard If I Love Again. Steve Coons next.
Thank you.
Pianist Steve Coon in New York, September 2017, on a Sunnyside CD called To and From the Heart. With Steve Swallow bass, Joey Barron drums, we heard Never Let Me Go. Kate McGarry is variously described as a jazz singer or a folk singer. Either way, I love her voice. Hope you will too. By the way, this is jazzy. Kate McGarry in Brooklyn, New York, June 2000. Karen Hammock, piano. Scott Colley, bass. Kenny Woolenson, drums. Joe Hindrich, percussion. Other tracks have added musos and even strings, but Gypsy in My Soul gets that wonderfully straightforward arrangement. Going to squeeze in Reverent Red before our closing song. And that was trumpeter Jack Walrath in Billings, Montana, Jan 80. Walrath, a graduate of Berkeley, has played with Ray Charles inevitably this week, and with Charles Mingus, who was quoted as saying, "Walrath has the best tone of any trumpet player since Freddie Webster," unquote. That's praise indeed, as Webster died in 47, and there have been quite a few good trumpeters since then. The song, a Walrath original, was Reverent Red. Chuck Florence, tenor, Bob Nell, piano, Kelly Roberti, bass, Jim Honaker, drums. Our last one, and it's a long song again, so I was only intending to play you a few minutes of it, after our long Ellington number. It's a very recent release, recorded in Marlborough, New York, September 2019. It's a leaderless quartet. Joshua Redmond, tenor, Brad Meldow, piano, Christian McBride, bass, and Brian Blade, drums. Here's an extract of a Redmond compo, Silly Little Love Song. As ever, really hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.